Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is December 11th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Isla Bank partners with Gulf Air for customizable credit card rewards. Bahrain-based Isla Bank has partnered with airlines and aviation company Gulf Air to introduce a credit card rewards program named Isla Rewards. This collaboration allows Isla Bank's credit card customers to personalize their rewards based on their spending preferences. Hong Kong allocated US$25.60 BLN in its fintech and AI. The Hong Kong government has assigned US$25.6 billion and has made significant investments to establish Hong Kong as a fintech hub through innovation and technology. Deutsche Bank to strengthen Sharia custody in Southeast Asia. Deutsche Bank has partnered with CIMB, a Malaysia-based bank, to provide Sharia custody, the servicing of funds that are compliant with Sharia law, to clients in Malaysia. Central Bank publishes new PIX automatic operating rules. Central Bank of Brazil has published rules for the operation of the PIX automatic and new rules of its value limits, with additional ones planned for early 2024. SWIFT enables global EBL interoperability in trade finance. SWIFT has tested an interoperability solution with BNY Mellon, Deutsche Bank, and 4 EBL platforms to promote the adoption of electronic documents for digitizing trade. SumUp raises €285 million. Financial services company SumUp has raised €285 million to expand its global footprint and provide SME customers with efficient and secure solutions and tools. Ant Group partners with Huawei. Ant Group, the fintech affiliate of Alibaba Group Holding, has partnered with China-based Huawei Technologies to develop a dedicated version of Alipay. HitPay introduces payout APIs. Payment platform for SMEs HitPay has introduced payout APIs in the regions of Singapore, Malaysia, and the Philippines, for multiple types of disbursements. EU nears approval of artificial intelligence regulations. Negotiators from the European Parliament and Council have reached a provisional agreement on the Artificial Intelligence Act. How sustainable is payment by cash? The environmental footprint of a person's yearly use of euro banknotes is equivalent to driving 8 kilometers by car, or 0.01% of an individual's total carbon consumption, according to a study by European financial authorities. M-Pesa São Paulo rolls out contactless payment ring. M-Pesa São Paulo is launching a wearable payment ring for customers to tap and pay at the checkout. SumUp goes for growth with $285 million raise. London fintech SumUp has scored a whopping $285 million in growth financing to expand its global footprint and extend its range of financial products and services for its 4 million small business customers. Visa and MasterCard lower Canadian interchange fees. Canada has finalized a deal with Visa and MasterCard to lower credit card interchange fees for small businesses. Airbnb launches pay over time with Klarna in UK. Airbnb and Klarna have joined forces to launch pay over time with Klarna, a new way for guests in the UK to spread the cost of their reservation. Bank of Khyber selects BPC to implement 3D secure authentication. Bank of Khyber, BOK, one of Pakistan's leading banking institutions, has announced a significant partnership with BPC, a leader in financial technology solutions, to enhance e-commerce and online transaction security for its customers. Patron selects Thread as global issuer processor. Thread, a rapidly expanding next-generation global payments platform, announced its selection by Patron, a full-suite workflow and spend management platform, as their global issuer processing technology partner. Hospitality MPO's startup Aloris goes live. A fintech startup that provides cloud-based point-of-sale software to hospitality firms has officially launched after moving into its first base in Coventry. FCA hampered by crypto skills shortage. A shortage of crypto skills meant the FCA took longer than planned to register crypto asset firms under money laundering regulations in 2021, and it still finds it difficult to recruit and retain staff with these skills, according to a report by the National Audit Office, NOW. FCA to reform financial advice guidance boundaries. More people could access advice or support to help make their money work harder under proposals set out today by the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, and the government. CaixaBank to develop generative AI with new multidisciplinary team. Spain-based financial institution CaixaBank has announced the development of a new multidisciplinary team in order to develop generative AI. Hong Kong allocated US$25 and 60 cents BLN for fintech and AI. The Hong Kong government has assigned US$25.6 billion and has made significant investments to establish Hong Kong as a fintech hub through innovation and technology. Airbnb launches pay over time in the UK. Airbnb and Klarna have joined forces to launch pay over time, a new way for guests in the UK to spread the cost of their reservation. TikTok partners with GoTo to support online shopping in Indonesia. TikTok has entered into a joint venture with Indonesian tech company GoTo to resume its online shopping operations in the country. Tomra partners with Shift4. Shift4 has partnered with Finland-based Tomra to provide digital tap-on-card, money-back capabilities on reverse vending machines. Sama approves Jio Pay for BNPL services. The Saudi Central Bank, Sama, has allowed fintech Jio Pay to provide buy now, pay later solutions in the West Asian country. Patron selects Thread as its global issuer processor. Thread has announced its selection by Patron, a full-suite workflow and spend management platform, as their global issuer processing technology partner. Lucinity partners with Trustly to combat financial crime. Iceland-based AML software company Lucinity has integrated with open banking payments provider Trustly to augment its financial crime prevention operations. Bank of Khyber partners with BPC. Bank of Khyber, a Pakistan-based bank, has partnered with BPC to enhance e-commerce and online transaction security for its customers. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.